Shalom, shalom. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty, the rabble rouser, coming at you from Black Enlightenment. Dig it, guys. This is more, first of all, y'all be glorified, magnified, and praised. Please speak truth to me, Father. All right, this morning, guys, we are going to talk about giving. The fact is, right now, suffering is great upon the earth. Great, 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 right? These are the perilous end times, and suffering is just beyond human comprehension. Like, none of us can fully even wrap our minds around the amount of suffering that is happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 364 days a year. Okay, and that's because the year is 364 days and not 365.25, okay? But either way, the suffering is very, very great right now. And so we children of Yah, our automatic, like on autopilot, we give, right? We just don't even think about it. We give. It's just what we do. We are like our father. We're like our mother. We give because we can. But I want to caution you in this season, because just like you've been through the tests that you've been through and the Most High is showing himself mighty, there are people who failed their tests in the last season, and their failing of those tests are why they are struggling now. They failed to do what they were supposed to do to get in line with Yah's protection and provision. And so now that they are vulnerable and destitute, you are not wise or pleasing to the Most High to run over there and give the blessing that you earned through your obedience to the fools who don't have the blessing because of their disobedience. And I know that that is hard to hear, but you are going to have to understand that the wise virgins, when you have the story of the 10 virgins, and five were wise and five were foolish. And when the five who were foolish realized that they were out of oil, the five who were wise did not offer to share their oil with them. They told them to go out and get it where I got mine. You know where they sell oil at, girl. If I give you mine, I will not have enough to get through this season. So if you start now passing out the blessings that the Most High abundantly piled on top of you for your obedience, so that you would be able to stand in all of these trials and traumas, the Most High set you in a broad and a comfortable place. Do not invite unwise people to come and partake of that. Do not. Connect only with the wise. They are who your charity is for. Even Yeshua demonstrated to us that wisdom is who the blessing is for. When you had the woman come up and say, give me a healing, and he said, I ain't come here for you. I'm not giving the children's meat to the dogs. I came for the lost ones of Israel. Gone, heathen. But because she responded with wisdom and humility, her response was, well, listen, even the dogs get a little crumb from under the table. I just want a little crumb. Just throw this dog a crumb. And because of her wisdom, that entitled her to the blessing from Yeshua. He said, you know what? On the strength of that, yeah, you can get the blessing. But now she starts talking about, who you calling a dog? Who you calling unclean? Oh, you're a racist. Like, you don't make a way for that person, that energy, to now partake of your blessing. You don't make a way for those who would not prepare when it was time to prepare, when they run out. You don't make a way for you now to give to them. No, it's not that kind of a season, guys. It is not that kind of a season. What the Most High has given to you, he gave to you it for two reasons. One, as a reward for your obedience, and two, to prepare and secure you for the season that we are now entering into, which is great and tremendous suffering. So do not invite into your camps. Do not invite into your studies. Do not invite into your homes. Do not invite into your book clubs. Do not invite into your girl circles. Do not invite into your social media pages. Do not invite into any aspect of your life whereby your blessings are bountifully overflowing. Those who are suffering because of their own foolishness. Do not do it. This is a strong, strong warning to you, because I am going to tell you what, you will run out, the blessing will run dry, and you are going to be in the same position as they are before long. That kind of energy attached to you is going to do nothing but drag you into the same conditions that they are suffering in. That is just how that goes. So we are not sharing our resources with the foolish, no matter how bad they need it. It is time to partner with the wise, share and build together. Let the foolish fend for their foolish selves. It's not mean, it's not discompassionate, it's called wisdom. Wisdom is not always, quote unquote, a nice guy. She's too wise for that. Okay, so with that, I'm going to get up off of here. It's your girl, Jetty, Empress Jetty, the Rabble Rouser. If you haven't already, go check out the YouTube channel, also entitled Black Enlightainment. Check out the playlist entitled The Culture. Give me some feedback on those songs. If you're in the business and you want to help me give those songs a more professional touch, which I greatly appreciate. If you're in the business and you listen to them, you're probably going to like pass out from the poor quality of the sound presentation there. But bear with your girl. I don't have like professional equipment. I just had a call to make the music and put it out there. And the Most High said he will send the partners later who will tidy it up. And so if you're that partner, get at your girl. All right. So with that, I'm out of here. Y'all be glorified, magnified, and praised. You all stay obedient. Okay. Stay wise. Forget nice. Be wise. Shalom.